From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Throughout North Texas, there are very few competitive state legislative races. The ones that are all in Dallas County. It's crunch time at Dallas County Republican headquarters, where volunteers are working hard to get out the vote.
Hey Donna, this is Brian. I'm a volunteer with the Republican Party in Dallas. Just calling about early voting, which goes on until November 4th.
The stakes here are especially high. Across Texas, state legislative districts tend to either favor Democrats or Republicans by practically insurmountable margins. In Dallas County, though, a handful of seats are competitive. They're all held by Republicans, and Democrats are working hard to take over. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, says more people vote in presidential election years, and that helps his party.
What you see is that when more people vote, the vote trends Democratic.
I met Jenkins at the Hillary Clinton campaign office in Dallas. They've got their own volunteers manning their own phones. He says having a polarizing figure like Donald Trump at the top of the ballot will help increase Democratic turnout. Overall, Jenkins thinks the county is more Democratic than the people who represent them in Austin.
Dallas County is a very progressive, forward-thinking county, and it's hard to carve districts that can be safe Republican districts in Dallas County.
Most big cities in Texas look like Dallas, blue in the urban middle, red on the suburban edges. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says the battlegrounds this year are in that first ring of suburbs, which he says are increasingly diverse and increasingly Democratic.
The Democrats expect to pick up statewide somewhere between 5 and 10 House seats that they don't currently hold. So there is an evolution of the urban areas in Texas that Dallas is a big part of.
One tight race is in Texas House District 107, which includes chunks of eastern Dallas, Garland, and Mesquite. 4 years ago, Republican Kenneth Sheets won that seat by less than 1,000 votes. This year, Democratic challenger Victoria Nieve is pushing hard to unseat him. The race has drawn in more than $1.2 million, with Sheets outspending Nieve 2-1. Sheets has run ads touting his military record and his support for consumer protections and law enforcement. He's also gone negative against Nieve.
She's a personal injury lawyer who defends violent criminals, including a repeat domestic abuser who threatened to kill women with a knife.
A Democratic political group backing Nieve blasted Sheets in its own ad. The Lone Star Project produced ads tying Sheets to Donald Trump and blaming Sheets for endangering children by not fixing the state's troubled Child Protective Services agency. Gilson, the political scientist, says that for the next few cycles, inner ring suburbs will be up for grabs in Texas.
But if you go out a decade, let alone 2 decades, 25 years, those are blue districts. And the Republican Party, as it's currently constituted, does not have a message for those more diverse inner ring suburbs. And absent that new Republican message, they're going to start performing like more urban districts.
Back at Dallas County headquarters, Philip Huffines is 2 months into his job as chairman of the local party. He says Republicans don't need a new message. They need to frame their message better.
Our ideas ring true with everybody. I mean, when you hear what the Republican Party stands for and when other voters hear that, they say, yeah, that's what I believe.
Huffines says in the long term, Republicans need to focus on engagement with all communities in Dallas County, including the reliably Democratic ones.
It's being involved in other people's lives and helping them and letting them know that we're here to help as a party and that our candidates and our elected officials take very seriously their concerns.
In the short term, Huffines thinks there are enough independents who like the Republican message that the GOP can keep control of Dallas County's most competitive districts. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.